the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So let's start with the appearance in front of the Oireachtas Education Committee of the teachers' unions to discuss a range of issues, including pay equality, safe classrooms during COVID-19, and access to vaccines. Kieran Christie, I'm going to start with you, General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Tell us, please, a little bit about how social distancing is not being achieved on a consistent basis in many of our schools.
Good evening, Matt. Matt, the manner of social distancing is obviously going to be a challenge and has been a challenge since schools have opened. And certainly within classrooms, you know, it's much easier to legislate for it. But what we are finding and our members are reporting to us is that in circumstances such as out in the corridors or in the play yards and so on, it can be very difficult to ensure that it's consistently applied. And I suppose with the passage of time too and fatigue setting in, the challenge is growing rather than diminishing as time goes on.
Okay, and John Boyle is General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Is this a problem you're seeing in primary schools as well?
Well, I think it was acknowledged at the very beginning, Matt, that it would be a problem in primary schools. I mean, it's virtually impossible to do social distancing in a junior infant classroom. But, I mean, there were mitigation measures put in. We don't have the same concerns about that. The big concerns we have really at the moment are about the lack of funding maybe for the second and third term. For example, you know, we heard about a minor works grant being announced last week, but it seems that there won't even be enough money to put in an air monitoring system into a classroom. And, you know, that defeats the purpose, really, because if you don't have the monitoring system, then you're going to keep the windows and the doors open all the time to ventilate the classrooms. And arising from that, then you're going to be using far more heat. So I think it's just behoves the department to maybe look at the cleaning budget as well. They've given us €3.50 a day extra to clean a classroom. I mean, you just couldn't even clean a desk for €3.50 a day, to be honest with you, properly during a pandemic, never mind a full classroom. And for ICT, there are children at home, unfortunately, who are restricting their movements, and they don't have the capacity to link in with their school, because the budget for technology in primary has always been the Cinderella of the system. So we had a lot of issues around funding, and you mentioned, obviously, there a while ago about the COVID vaccine. We were really, really aghast that the government didn't reach out to the education workers and give them the flu vaccine. And now we're hearing that a lot of the vaccines for the children have been left over, but we still haven't got confirmation that teachers will be given the vaccine. But when it comes to the COVID vaccine, I think the parents of Ireland and the children would be delighted to hear that their teachers had been vaccinated against COVID-19. And again, the saving to the exchequer would be huge, because by being vaccinated, please God, we'll get this vaccine soon, it would mean that there would be far less teachers liable to be off school due to contracting the virus. So we're just trying to turn the dial forward, Matt, until the spring term, to make sure that we keep ahead of government and that we get government to look at these issues in advance, because what happened in October, we had been signalling the problems that arose in October back as far as last May. So it takes a long time maybe for government to step up to the plate. And we just want to make sure that we outline all the different issues well in advance of Christmas to keep the schools open safely afterwards.
Okay, and some of the things there, Kieran Christie, how do they actually apply to you? I mean, what about your members? Have they been made any promises in relation to the availability of the COVID vaccine when it is in the country, and what's the position in relation to getting the flu vaccine?
No, we would share what John has just said. A considerable disappointment among our members that the flu vaccine, teachers have now and other education workers have now been identified as frontline workers, and we have been disappointed that the flu vaccine hasn't been thus far been made available to teachers. But I suppose the major concerns we brought before the committee today revolve around the area of the identification of close contacts when there is an unfortunate cluster or an unfortunate outbreak of COVID in a school, and the kind of confusion and anxieties that that creates. And really what our members are telling us is that oftentimes it's very unclear as to how close contacts are identified and who is a close contact and who's not. We've had situations where, for instance, siblings in the one family, one has been regarded as a close contact and one hasn't, and this kind of situation. So there's an enormous communication piece that has to be done by public health around those questions to allay the fears of people in schools.
Yeah, and when you have situations like that, are there people that you can go to get advice, or are school principals finding in particular that there's different ways of doing things in different parts of the country perhaps?
Well, early on in the term, you know, things were worse than they are now. We have now set up lines of communication between the stakeholders in education and public health, and a lot of the fears are being slowly addressed, and the communication piece has improved an awful lot in recent weeks. But there's still a road to travel there when there is an outbreak. Certainly the communication is quicker now between schools and public health. But there remains an awful lot of difficulty around the issues of confidentiality when there are outbreaks and so on. And people are aware that there are cases in the school or perhaps in your class, and nobody really sure of what the position is. And those matters need to be addressed. And another thing, while I have you there, Matt, that I would like to bring to your attention, concern we have now is in relation to, John touched on the ventilation. Ventilation, as you know, is crucially important in the COVID context. And, of course, a lot of our schools, some of them are pretty old buildings and so on. And as the colder weather has set in, many classrooms are much colder now, and we have teachers and students sitting in their coats in many instances. And that's only going to get worse in the months ahead. And if we had a big freeze-up, the likes of which we had 5 or 6 years ago, you recall schools closed that time over transport issues, we would be predicting that this time it won't be transport issues that will close schools, it'll be that schools will be freezing because windows are open and all the rest of it. So that's going to be a major challenge in the months ahead.
But yet, Kieran, are you, and I'll come to John on this in a second as well, but Kieran, are you happy that to date the schools have done and the teachers have done really well in making sure that this hasn't become a major centre for COVID outbreaks? And it has been great that everything has been going as close to normal in the circumstances in our schools.
Matt, an enormous job has been done by boards of management, by principals, by teachers up and down the country. And in fairness, that was well acknowledged by the Education Committee at the Oireachtas today. That was welcome. But an enormous amount will remain to have to be done. And it really is a huge uphill battle. We all want schools to remain open, and everybody is doing their level best. And we're going to need every support from government we can to achieve that.
Okay, John Boyle, how happy are you that in the circumstances a damn good job has been done by the schools and teachers of Ireland in keeping everything going?
An incredible job has been done by all the workers in education. I think I would give a particular mention to the principal teachers for what they had done right throughout the lockdown and throughout the summertime, giving up their holidays. And, you know, there's a huge burden on principal teachers, as Kieran identified there, around GDPR issues, not being able to disclose which child is positive within the school and carrying that burden with them until the testing is done. And, you know, it's not a small burden. 23,779 people in education have been tested. 935 schools had testing carried out. There were 712 positive tests, some of them among staff members. So we don't make any apology for highlighting the issues. And one of the issues we highlighted, you mentioned it in your promo, was around pay equality. My big concern is that there's still 1,000 of the primary schools who are not getting access to a supply panel. And I believe that one of the main reasons that hasn't happened is because the teachers who would serve those supply panels, and they'd be happy to do so, particularly in rural Ireland, they're all out in the Middle East and they're going to stay there. They could possibly get home to meet their families at Christmas, but the only way we're going to convince them that this is a country that wants them to teach here is to end the scandal of pay inequality. And, you know, it happened across the whole public service in 2011 and 2012. Government imposed these cuts. But the last bastion of pay inequality is in the teaching profession. And Kieran's union and TUI have even different issues around subject-specific teachers not being available because they get much better conditions in the private sector. So we highlighted that today, and I also took the opportunity at the committee, because we only get over there every so often, to highlight the fact that the primary principals and deputy principals have been awaiting a debt that should have been paid in 2007 to try to bring them up a little bit up the ladder towards the salaries of the post-primary school leaders. And I don't think anybody in any community would begrudge them that because of the wonderful work that they've done over recent months.
I have to ask both of you, we had the TUI on yesterday talking about the possibility of finishing up on Friday the 18th instead of Tuesday the 22nd this month for a little added Christmas break. Is that something either of you are looking for? Kieran Christie of the ASTI, I'll ask you first.
Look, Matt, we've always been consistent in our view that we will be guided by the public health advice. We haven't made a call for such a move, and we won't be doing so. We'll always be guided by what the public health advice provides.
And John, what about the INTO?
Yeah, those NPHET advisors are advising government about Christmas in general across the island. I suppose if they were to announce that the standardised school year should be set aside for this Christmas and that whatever days that schools would be closed would be made up later in the year in spring or summer term, I don't think anybody would go against public health advice if that was the decision that they made. But teachers work day and night. They've been working overtime, supervising children long before school starts. And there's no question but that the teachers want a longer holiday. But what they would like, I'd imagine, and many of the families as well, would be an opportunity maybe in the new year before the 6th of January when schools are opening on the 7th, that they might get to meet their family members in the west of Ireland if they're based in Dublin at the moment, or grandchildren might get to meet the grandparents. So hopefully the good work that's going on in schools will ensure that there's less infection in schools and in communities, and that everybody will have a good Christmas, and that we'll come back ready for the term up to Easter. And I can assure you, teachers are up for the challenge, but we just need government to come in behind them. And rather than coming 6 months behind us with resources, we need those resources in place for the 7th of January so we have a successful term up until Easter.
John Boyle of the Irish National Teachers Organisation and Kieran Christie of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland, thank you both for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.